130 years before the COVID-19 pandemic cast its harsh light on the deadly reality of racialized health disparities, the leading statistician of the progressive era set himself the task of determining why it was that African Americans were more prone to serious disease than white Americans. Why were African Americans sicker than whites? Frederick Hoffman asked. Why did they die at faster rates and live shorter lives? Since childhood, Hoffman had been obsessed by numbers, and since his immigration from Germany to the United States at age 19, he had been equally obsessed by the differences between white and black Americans. In 1896, working as a statistician for the Prudential Insurance Company, he released a book-length study, Race, Traits, and Tendencies of the American Negro, a compendium of data and analysis detailing the reasons for the difference between the health of blacks and whites. The study was published by the American Economic Association in two successive issues of its official journal, which attested to the work's credibility and helped make Race Traits the most influential social science document of its time. In mathematically precise terms, Hoffman conveyed a devastating picture of black health in America. The data, he said, pointed to only one conclusion: the black race was on a one-way path to extinction. His conclusion, Hoffman declared, was based wholly on incontrovertible facts and numbers. Prejudice had no part in it. Having come to America as an immigrant, he had never been exposed to or influenced by the racist assumption so prevalent in his adopted country. Being of foreign birth, a German, he wrote, I was fortunately free from a personal bias. Hoffman's study was widely considered a triumph of objective statistical analysis, but there were detractors as well. Some of his opponents, including the famed black sociologist and historian W.E.B. Du Bois, pointed out that his analysis was defective on various counts, and, despite Hoffman's claims, unscientific. Hoffman had not compared black mortality rates with those of similarly impoverished white groups. He had neglected to consider the weight of social determinants in the mortality numbers: poor nutrition, housing and clothing, subpar education, and job discrimination. The high Negro death rate, Du Bois explained, was attributable to the differences between black and white conditions of life. And even given those circumstances, the high death rate didn't threaten the extinction of the race.